the preface of St. Teresa, from the Book of the Foundations, written by St. Teresa of Avila and translated from the Spanish by the Reverend John Dalton. This is a Discerning Heart recording read by Chris McGregor. I have often found by experience, to say nothing of what I have read in several books, the great benefit a soul derives by not departing from obedience. In this, I consider our advancement in virtue to consist, as well as the acquisition of humility. For obedience secures us from those fears, which while we mortals live it, as fit as we should have, lest we stray from the path to heaven. Herein is found that quiet, so much prized by souls desirous of serving God. For if they truly resign themselves to this holy obedience, and subject their understanding to it, so as to have no other will but that of their confessor, and if they be religious, that of their superior, the devil ceases to attack them with his continual scruples and vexations, finding he loses rather than gains. And besides, the turbulent motions of our mind, which delight in doing their own will, and even subjecting reason in things that please us, cease by obedience. And remember that we have deliberately surrendered our will to the will of God, choosing, as means, to subject ourselves to one who holds his place. Since then, our Lord, in his goodness, hath given me the light to know the great treasure contained in this precious virtue, I have endeavored to acquire it, though weakly and imperfectly. And often because I know I have not fully accomplished some of the things enjoined me. May his divine majesty supply whatever is defective in this my present undertaking. While living in the monastery of St. Joseph at Avila in the year 1562, the same year in which the monastery was founded, I was commanded by Father Garcia of Toledo of the Order of St. Dominic, and who was then my confessor, to write the foundation of that house, with several other things, which, if published, whoever reads them will know what they are. But by being now at Salamanca in the year of 1573, it is 11 years since I wrote that first foundation, my present confessor, Father Ripalda, rector of the Society of Jesus, having read the book of the first foundation, he thought it might conduce much to the honor of our Lord if I wrote the foundations of the other 7 monasteries, which by the goodness of our Lord have since been erected. He accordingly commanded me to do so, and likewise to give an account of the commencement of the monasteries belonging to the discalced fathers of the first rule. But as such an undertaking seemed to me impossible, on account of the many duties I had to attend to, and of the letters I was obliged to write, as well as other important business commanded me by my superiors, I was recommending myself to God, being somewhat troubled on account of my poor abilities and weak state of health, for even without this burden, I seemed unable to perform my other duties by reason of my natural imbecility. When our Lord said to me, "Daughter, obedience gives strength." His Majesty grant it may prove so, and may he give me grace worthily to relate, to his glory, the favors he hath bestowed on our order in these foundations. Be assured that whatever I may say shall be said in all truth, without any exaggeration, agreeably with what happened. For in any matter, however slight, I would not tell a lie for the whole world, and therefore, in what I am now writing, with the intention that our Lord may be praised therein, I shall be most scrupulous, believing it would be not only a loss of time, but using deception in the things of God to be otherwise. For then, so far from honoring him, I should rather offend him, which would be high treason. May his majesty ever protect me from doing such a thing. I shall give each foundation in its order, and be as short as I possibly can, for my style is so heavy that I fear I shall, though unwillingly, both tire the reader and myself. However, through the love you bear me, my daughters, to whom after my death this book will be left. I hope you will tolerate it. God grant that, since in nothing I seek my own advantage, nor have any desire but his praise and glory, many things there are for which this tribute is due. Whoever shall read these foundations, let him not attribute any of them to me, for this would be against the truth. But let him beseech our Lord to pardon the little proficiency I have made under all these favors. Herein you, my daughters, have more reason to complain of me than to thank me for what I have done in these foundations. Let us all, therefore, my daughters, give thanks to the divine goodness for so many favors which he hath bestowed upon me. Having such a bad memory, I am afraid I shall leave out many things of importance and mention other things which might be omitted. In a word, allowances must be made for my poor ability and dullness of comprehension, and likewise for the want of leisure to write such things. I am also commanded, if opportunity offer itself, to say something on prayer, and concerning the illusion in which some may live who practice it, and which may hinder them from advancing in perfection. In everything I submit myself to what the Holy Roman Church, my mother, teaches, being resolved, before the book comes into your hands, my sisters and daughters, to have it examined by learned and spiritual men. I begin then, in the name of the Lord, taking to my help his glorious mother, whose habit I wear, though unworthy of it, and also my glorious father and patron, Saint Joseph, in whose house I now live, which is called from his name, and by whose prayers I have been continually assisted. I request of my reader to say an Ave Maria for me, to help me out of purgatory, and bring me to the procession of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, with the Father and the Holy Ghost, liveth and reigneth forever. Amen. Teresa de Jesus. Anno Domini, 1573, the Feast of St. Louis, King of France.